This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new analysis from federal scientists shows 2022 tied for the fifth hottest year on record. Global temperatures were 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit above average last year. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
If our leaders do not act on this scientific data, our ice sheets are going to continue to melt. Our oceans will become more acidic. Extreme weather will intensify.
Medical research at CU Boulder says the movements of a person's eyes can reveal how they make decisions. CPR's John Daly.
Participants walked on a treadmill, then chose between different difficulty settings shown on a computer screen. Even before they made their pick, they tended to move their eyes faster when they looked toward the options they preferred. Alea Ahmed is a professor in biomedical engineering and the study's senior author.
The study suggests that the way we move our eyes is a window into our mind. The way that we move our eyes reveals our underlying decision-making process.
She says the findings could one day help screen patients for illnesses like depression or Parkinson's disease. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Wildfire mitigation work starts this year on a 300-acre piece of land on the north slope of Pikes Peak. It's part of a state program to reduce wildfire fuels and restore the health of forests. Mike Till with the Colorado State Forest Service says the work connects to other areas that have seen similar work to lessen the impact of a catastrophic wildfire on nearby communities.
Whether that's Woodland Park, Green Mountain Falls, Colorado Springs, Cripple Creek.
The project also aims to protect North Catamount Reservoir, a source of drinking water for Colorado Springs. The Springs and Metro Denver have mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow, highs in the 50s. Then it's rain and snow for much of Colorado by Sunday and Monday. This is CPR News and KRCC.